Doesn't seem 20 years, no. And you know, like, I think it's getting to that point now where every year there's like an anniversary for us. You know, yeah. Like next year is 20 years since we got signed. The year after is like for Word Gets Around, and then Forms and Cocktails will creep up on us. So it's great to be, you know, like still producing new music. So, you know, like so far after the first thing, but it doesn't feel that long for us because we are just, you know, like keeping on doing what we do.
Yeah.
Well, Dakota's 10 years old now.
You joke. Yeah, yeah. Of course it is. Yeah, yeah, it must be. That was the.
So it flies by, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. And I mean, considering what happened to you, you became this huge, obviously huge band, and you're still maintaining that audience. There's a big tour coming up at the end of the year where you're still playing arenas. Yeah. You've kept your audience there. I mean, is that a situation that you've ever got used to as a band, a Welsh band that came through, that you became so big? Because obviously you dreamed of that, but it happened, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we got used to it. I mean, I didn't really feel that comfortable with it. I don't think till about 2005. Up until then, it was so fast and so confusing and so like amazing. I didn't really know what was going on. And also, where are we from? You're never really told that you kind of, you know, you can achieve anything. You're normally told the opposite. You know, don't be a joker. You're not going to be able to do that. So for a while, you keep thinking somebody's going to pull the rug from underneath your feet. You know,
wait for it to end.
Yeah, yeah. But then it didn't. So then we started to have a bit more confidence in ourselves from that point on. And you know, for us, it's about finding new fans. You know, when Sailor V came out, there's 16-year-old kids in the front row thinking it's our first single. When Dakota came out, because people thought, and then they go, oh, well, they got 9 other albums. You know, so it's as long as you keep finding those new fans. And the ones that stuck with us from the beginning, then you've got a really vast range of people who follow the band, you know.
Yeah, and it's the quality of the songwriting, I think, that's always sustained
the
band.
Yeah, the song's
as well.
Always been the boss,
the
really.
Songs
you know,
have always been the boss.
They dictate what we do, you know. We don't go in the studio going, oh, I have to put my guitar part on here. If the song doesn't want it, then we don't do it, you know. And,
yeah.
And that's the testimony, really. If your songs stand that test of time, and we've been doing fields this week with bands who've only been around for, you know, 2 years, you know, we're on stages now with people like George Ezra or Ellie Goulding, and for some reason we're still relevant amongst those acts, and that's an amazing achievement for us, you know, to still be doing that amongst, you know, people who are brand new, and what we are doing still feels relevant within amongst us. So.
Of course, yeah. And Richard, there's a big tour coming up at the end of the year, which has been announced this week. You've got two dates at the Cardiff Motorpoint Arena on the 12th and the 13th of December.
Yeah, it'd be great to get back down into Cardiff. You know, it's weekend gigs as well.
Trouble, so Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah,
messy nights.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
Yeah, always a great crowd. You know, like, it's not that we expect it to be great, but it always turns out to be, you know, like, that way.
There'd be people phoning in sick on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get in today. You went to the Stereophonics, didn't you?
No.